This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ, with a Bible message for your consideration. In writing to the Lord's Church at Philippi, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4, verse 8. Most of us occasionally encounter people whose conversation always seems to be about things that are just the opposite of the things of which Paul speaks in the verse we have just read. Whatever their purpose and motivation might be, they continually speak of the low, base, filthy elements of the world. How relieving and refreshing it is to get away from such talk and of meeting someone then whose speech dwells on matters that are honorable, lovely, and pure. You know, how people think and what they think about can usually be determined by the topics they choose for conversation. Jesus said, "Those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart." Matthew 15:18. Through the inspired Apostle Paul, God exhorts and admonishes us to think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, that have a good report, and that are praiseworthy. This is clear, solid, and compelling instruction, which tells us to make strenuous efforts to keep our minds out of the gutter, off of things that are low and demeaning, and under the influence of those things which are wholesome, good, right, and godly in nature. We cannot expect to keep our minds pure if we constantly give attention to things that are not pure. Dirty jokes, erotic literature, immoral movies, and even gossip are not the kind of things that are enjoyed by those who are pure in heart. It is a sad commentary on our society when producers and promoters of filthy literature and entertainment are getting rich from such ungodly and irreverent activities. It is important that we fill our minds with information and ideas that are genuinely worthy of our time and attention and that will lead to our spiritual and moral improvement. It is important that we avoid evil thinking and that we pursue that which is decent, clean, and right. We must understand that if the intellect is not used constructively, it will soon be used destructively. There is much truth to the old adage that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Jesus taught, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Matthew 15:19. These sins will first be committed in the heart before they are committed in actual deeds. The sin, therefore, is the product of an evil and a corrupt mind. Without doubt, the most vicious crimes are committed because a person allows his mind to dwell continually on wickedness. For example, many sexual predators, child molesters, and the like are discovered to have an obsession for pornography and sexually explicit literature. It is not surprising, then, that the Scriptures warn so plainly of the danger of thinking about the wrong things. We bring today's study to a close with three verses from the Old Testament. The first is the plea of David made in Psalm 51, verse 10. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." The second is a prayer of David found in Psalm 19, verse 14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And the last is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which instructs us to keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.